Black Friday begins today.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. If you just can't wait until tomorrow to start that holiday shopping, a couple of major retailers will be open today for the first time. BJ's Warehouse from 8 to 3 and CompUSA from 9 p.m. to midnight. Of course, after all the turkey, you could just plop down in front of the computer and shop online. Stacey Vanek-Smith tells us what the internet shopping scene will be like this year.
Web merchants are expected to rake in $27 billion this holiday season. That might sound like a whole lot of money, but it doesn't mean dot-com stalwarts like eBay and Amazon are sitting pretty. In fact, growth in the number of people going online to buy seems to be leveling off. At the same time, competition in cyberspace has gotten fierce. Sucharita Malparu is a senior analyst with Forrester Research.
There's an infusion of manufacturers, for instance, who are now selling online that hadn't sold online in the past.
And it's not just big companies either. Smaller online retailers are also chipping away at eBay and Amazon's dominance. Smaller.coms can easily undercut the prices of their bigger rivals because they have almost no overhead. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
Pro football is a Thanksgiving tradition, and today, for the first time, there are three NFL games instead of two. But millions of people won't be able to watch the third game, the Denver Broncos against the Kansas City Chiefs. It's on the NFL Network. And a lot of cable companies don't carry the network. They're holding out for a better deal from the NFL. Bob Moon reports.
Industry experts say it's not just the high stakes in this face-off. It could set a precedent for future sports programming deals. American Cable Association Chief Matthew Polka, who represents smaller cable operators, says they'd like to put expensive sports channels on a dedicated tier instead of making everybody pay.
They can provide it. It's that the networks won't let them. If they were able, if they had the right to provide a sports tier, they would do it tomorrow.
Polka complains the NFL stance with smaller cable operators is take it or leave it, and he suggests Washington might need to intervene. But industry consultant Howard Horowitz says arguments on both sides are strong enough to let the market decide.
Without my content, you have 500 dark channels. And without my distribution network, you have no way to reach your audience. So that's the seeds of an agreement.
As they say, stay tuned. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
All right, it's time to whip out the calculator and figure out how much that Thanksgiving dinner is going to cost. Let's see. 16-pound turkey, potatoes, stuffing, cranberry sauce, and pumpkin pie, feeds 10 people. Comes out to $38.10. That's $1.32 more than last year. Terry Franzel is with the American Farm Bureau, which keeps track of this stuff.
In terms of current dollars, it is the most expensive year. In terms of inflation-adjusted dollars, however, it is fairly well down on the list. It's actually about a third less than when we started the survey back in 1986.
And now, fresh from the Agriculture Department, those Turkey Day numbers. The market tone on 8 to 16-pound hens and 16 to 24-pound toms was steady. White meat was steady to weak, while rib breasts remained mostly steady. Demand was light to moderate. This is Marketplace. In London, investors will soon be able to bet on changes in the average human lifespan. Stephen Beard has more on the death derivative.
Banks like BNP Paribas are developing the new securities. Broadly speaking, they'll work like other futures contracts, except their value will fluctuate according to human mortality rates. It's a form of insurance. They'll allow pension companies to insure against the extra cost of their pensioners living longer. The new market could be worth trillions, but New York may lose out to London because of America's tougher regulations, says analyst Justin Urquhart-Stewart.
It is for New York to win and New York's regulators to try and make sure they wish to participate in this business. It's going to be huge, but unless New York does actually get its act together, then I'm afraid it will lose out again.
This week, the U.S. Treasury Secretary warned that American regulations are undermining American markets. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
The Morning Report comes to you from American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, committed to providing financial expertise that helps both our members and our communities thrive. Let's thrive. Thrivent.com. And by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Sustainability Fund of the Tides Foundation, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. Most people in New York City are thinking about the Macy's Parade or their turkey dinner. But in Chinatown, folks are getting ready for a different kind of feast, the wedding banquet. Thanksgiving has become a favorite day for Chinese immigrants to get married. That means big bucks for Chinatown businesses, as Elisa Roth reports.
Chinese couples traditionally consult fortune tellers and calendars to pick an auspicious wedding date. But Irene Kong, who works at the Highlight Studio Wedding Center, one of Chinatown's many bridal shops, says there's another reason to choose the fourth Thursday in November.
It's just convenience, actually. For the Thanksgiving days, it's because of the convenience. You know, everybody can come back on the same day.
Much of the newest wave of Chinese immigrants to the U.S. hails from Fujian, a rural province on China's southeastern coast. Many find jobs working 6 or 7 days a week in Chinese restaurants. But on Thanksgiving, hundreds travel to New York from around the country for weddings. Kenneth Guest is an anthropologist at Baruch College.
Americans in general don't go out to eat on Thanksgiving, and they certainly don't go to Chinese restaurants. So it's the one day of the year that Chinese people, these Fujianese people who are working in the restaurants, know they have off, and they know all their friends and family are going to have off as well.
This is the busiest time of year for the Highlight Studio Wedding Center. It occupies 2 floors above a stretch of East Broadway, the epicenter of Fujianese immigrant life in New York. Stores like this one are one-stop shopping for brides, offering packages that include rented finery, hairstyling, makeup, photography, even limo service. Carol Law works at Highlight, helping brides plan the big day. At the back of the store, she walks into a room-sized closet and gestures to dozens of garment bags.
On our room, see? All Thanksgiving Day, all these customers.
Each is filled with outfits for tomorrow's festivities, a white American-style wedding dress, a traditional Chinese one in red, and Western and Asian-style evening gowns.
4 pieces for the bride, 2 tuxedo for the groom, and 1 dress for the bridesmaid, 1 tuxedo for the best man, and then both sides the parents. Almost every couple, we have to prepare more than 10 outfits.
Law says her shop is outfitting 25 weddings tomorrow. But Baruch College's Kenneth Guest thinks that the Thanksgiving wedding will begin to disappear when Fujianese immigrants move up the economic ladder. For now, though, this new tradition means an extra long Thanksgiving day. Peter Yao manages the Golden Unicorn, a restaurant that can seat 600 for a wedding banquet.
Normally, you know, it takes only 1 or 2 months to book the banquet. But for Thanksgiving, it's different because, you know, it's so busy. And so very often the customer, they book it, you know, 1 year in advance.
Yao figures Thanksgiving is his single most profitable day. Same goes for the waiters who earn big tips. And that's something they're all thankful for. In New York, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in and happy Thanksgiving.
American Public Media.
Virtual reality isn't.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.